What are some popular competitions that ordinary people can take part in? In fact, there are many races suitable for ordinary people, such as marathons. It's a very popular competition. There are no requirements for age, sex, or education. It doesn't matter if you run slowly. I've seen older people with grey hair still run marathons. Although in most competitions only the most talented or skillful can win, the most important thing about a marathon is to participate and enjoy it. In addition to that, students can take part in music, sports, and academic competitions at school, and adults can take part in competitions put on by their companies and other community competitions in their community. What types of people are most likely to take part in competitions? The obvious answer is that competitive people are the most likely to take part in competitions. Some people just love to win, so entering a competition not only gives them the chance to compete, but also to prove that they are the best at something. For those who are extroverted, the competition gives them a chance to get places and show others how good they are. Some people may meet new friends because of the game. For those who are curious, they may also like to participate in the game. These people are not necessarily good at the game, they may simply be curious about the competition. Why are competitions on television, for example, singing and cooking, becoming more popular? I think that in the past in my country it was very difficult to become successful, especially in certain industries like acting and singing. Most of the famous singers and actors were famous not so much because of their talent, but more because of how rich their families were or which government offices they knew. Talent competitions on television have changed that view and have also enabled ordinary people to become rich and famous for doing what they love, regardless of their family's wealth or social status, so have become very popular to compete in and also to watch. People love seeing people like themselves succeeding because it gives them hope that they too could do something extraordinary. What are some types of jobs where it's useful to be competitive? The most obvious example would have to be professional athletes whose job is to win competitions. If you listen to interviews with the most successful athletes in the world, they are not always the most talented, but they are almost always the most competitive and the ones who absolutely hate to lose the most. I think it's also extremely useful to be competitive if you're a business person. In a world with so much competition in nearly every industry, having a strong desire to do better than your competitors can be the difference between success and failure. Do you think people can learn to be competitive? Personally, I don't think that competitiveness is a skill, so I don't think that it is something that can truly be learned. In my opinion, competitiveness, much like kindness or stubbornness, is an inherent personality trait that some people have and others do not. Even in the world of professional sports, where winning is the only real goal, you can always see that some athletes care more about the result than others, and in their world, where everyone is getting paid to win, this can only be due to their competitive nature. These are the kind of people who want to win no matter what they are doing, even if it's something that nobody else really cares about. Is it always a good idea to encourage competition at work? I think that a bit of healthy competition at work can definitely have positive results, especially in certain industries like sales, where trying to outperform your colleagues can result in pushing yourself and your colleagues to perform better, more revenue for your company, and a higher chance of getting promotion in the future. In other industries, however, creating an environment with too much competition can have the opposite effect, especially when teamwork is crucial to the success of the business. People who become too competitive can lose good judgment and may make decisions that benefit themselves personally at the expense of their colleagues or their company.